Et puis les top stories avec vous, Kelly Eben. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. The Indomitable Lions are expected to have their second training today in South Africa ahead of tomorrow's fifth match of the 2025 AFCON qualifiers against Namibia. The president of the Cameroon Olympic and Sports Committee will today visit sites to host the 2024 National Games in Yaoundé. Out of the country, Manchester United's new coach Ruben Amorim resumed the job yesterday. Those were the top stories. Now the news in full. The Indomitable Lions are expected to have their second training session in Johannesburg, South Africa today in a build-up to tomorrow's Day 5 AFCON qualifier against Namibia. Mark Brees and 15 players yesterday had the first training session here in Yaoundé. Before the exercise, the coach was part of the first preparatory meeting for the two upcoming AFCON qualifiers against Namibia tomorrow and Zimbabwe on the 19th of November in Yaoundé. While chairing the meeting, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Moelle-Kombi, called for maximum collaboration between the Cameroon Football Federation and other stakeholders involved in the organization of the two matches. Harrison Ashotiku was at the meeting and brought back this report.
The Minister of Sports and Physical Education opened the deliberations with a note of congratulation to Coach Mark Brees for securing the Lions' qualification for next year's AFCON in Morocco, with two matches at hand. However, Professor Narcisse Moelle-Kombi used the opportunity to remind him of the importance of winning the two matches against Namibia on Wednesday and Zimbabwe on the 19th of this month, stating that it will upgrade Cameroon's current FIFA ranking. All the stakeholders involved in the preparation for the encounters, after underlining their plans of action, were asked to bring their A-game for the success of the event, especially for the match against Zimbabwe that will take place at the Ahmadou Ahidjo Stadium, an appeal which the administrator of ONIES, François-Félix Ewane, reassured that the stadium is ready.
ONIFOR Stadium is ready as usual. We are now just polishing some few items to make sure that the site is perfect to receive the competition.
In his closing remark, the sports boss called for maximum collaboration with the Cameroon Football Federation to ensure that CAF regulations are respected, especially for the comfort of the visiting Zimbabwean team. So far, Carlos Baleba, Brian Buemo and Frank Zambo-Anguissa won't be fit for the match on Wednesday in Johannesburg due to light injuries that they sustained over the weekend with their clubs.
Harrison Asho reporting. As you just heard in that report, the coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Brees, yesterday disclosed that Frank Zambo-Anguissa, Carlos Baleba and Brian Buemo won't be available for tomorrow's match against Namibia due to light injuries. However, the Belgian tactician has promised to make use of the new players in the squad. Let's listen to him.
We're here to perform, so we're going to perform. Although we're qualified already, but the two games stay important. I think we do have to do everything to win the game. So we make a new analyze, which is the best team, which team we can succeed in our try to win the game. We don't give presents, but we give chances, like Boris did the last game when he scored his goal. So we give chances because he deserved it. We have to start looking and continue looking for new blood, for what we can inject in the team, what can bring the future. Increase also young players into the selection. There's three young players fully talented, and we have to give them chances to integrate during the trainings. Then we make an analyze, are they ready to play on this level or not? It's a process that they have to make. First integration, then showing that they're ready, and then give them the chances they deserve.
Cameroon's head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Brees, talking to CLTV's Harrison Ashotiku. Away from football, the president of the Cameroon Olympic and Sports Committee, Ahmad Kalkaba Malboum, will this morning undertake an inspection exercise on site to host the 8th edition of the National Games in Yaoundé, known as Dixiat. The readiness of the sites to host the 10 sports disciplines of the event in Olimbe, Fandena Gymnasium Sports Complex and Military Stadium will be assessed during the inspection exercise this morning. The National Black Belt and Youth Karate Tournament has come to a close in Marwa Far North Region, with new talents being unveiled in the martial arts discipline. The three-day event, in the presence of the National President of the Cameroon Karate Federation, Bertrand Dongmo, saw the participation of young karatas from the three northern regions of the country. Henry Tatoy Kambi reports from CLTV Far North.
Punches, kicks and shouts at the multi-purpose youth hall in Marwa, now transformed into a vibrant dojo, that is, a karate studio. Over 50 karatekas are competing in various categories, showcasing their skills and talent in the second edition of the National Black Belt and Youth Karate Tournament. The new champions crowned could not hold back their joy.
My name is Giba Ndewele Marcelo. I won the medal.
I work a lot on my speed and even my weight. That is what helps me to win in most fights.
The three-day event was graced by the presence of the Cameroon Karate Federation president, Bertrand Dongmo, who believes the work being done will take karate in the northern regions to a higher level.
We want to thank the regional league of Adamawa, North and Far North region, because what you see here is very appreciated, is very good.
The competition was combined with the national exam for great promotion in the sport. Marwa, Henry Tatoe Kambi, CLTV.
And out of the country, Manchester United's new coach Ruben Amorim from Portugal took over the management of the club yesterday. The former Sporting coach says he is ready for the new challenge in England. Amorim has had an impressive season with Sporting, where he was unbeaten. In the meantime, the interim coach of United, Ruud van Nistelrooy, also left the management of the Red Devils yesterday. Before we go, a reminder of our top stories. The Indomitable Lions are expected to have their second training today in South Africa ahead of tomorrow's fifth match of the 2025 AFCON qualifiers against Namibia. The president of the Cameroon Olympic and Sports Committee will today visit sites to host the 2024 National Games in Yaoundé. And that was the 7:30 a.m. sports news brought to you by Kelly Eben. Thanking you for listening. Le Matiné de la CIAC TV continues in a moment.